Did you know that the brick is deemed one of the most practical and sturdy of all building materials for centuries?
Ooh.
It's strong, it's durable, it can withstand the hottest of hots, the coldest of colds. To be brick, you have to first be clay. Ironically, that's a material quite different than brick. It's pliable, moldable, and willing to take on any shape. You see where I'm going with this, don't you? To become that sturdy, durable, dependable brick, you must be like clay. I was sipping on some tea last night and thinking about the one thing that keeps you and me from being pliable and willing to learn and grow and be shaped. The answer? Ego. It's assuming that we know it all. You know, when I think I know it all, I lose an essential piece to life's puzzle. Take a guess what that piece is. Intrigue. That's right. I lose intrigue. You see, when I'm a Mr. Know-It-All, when I think I've got it all figured out, I'm no longer intrigued. And when I lose intrigue, I abandon curiosity. And without curiosity, well, my creative thinker goes night-night. You see, my insistence on knowing and understanding leads me to labeling and judging. And that only contracts my world and cuts me off from expanding and exploring and discovering. Stay pliable, my friend. Stay curious. Stay not knowing it all, because you don't. Don't cut yourself off from so much life. You can't make a brick without clay, you see. And you can't make a great marriage without bending and shaping and making efforts to understand. You can't form solid friendships while you're sitting there assuming and judging. No, no. Be curious. Ask questions. Know that you don't know. When you do something or say something stupid, laugh at yourself. Let that ego of yours take a back seat and just know that you're a work in progress. Relax that white-knuckle grip that you have on having to be perfect or right or in control. You're not. So be okay with it. Be like clay, allowing your maker to lead you to worlds you never dreamed of. Above all, be open, willing, and receptive to growing and molding yourself into the better you that God had in mind when He popped you out of that oven. Stay intrigued. Stay open. Stay willing. Stay moldable. And remember, you know what you want in life. But God, well, God knows what you need. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.